Okay. Well, I hear you have a crowd of rowdy people there who might want to get on the microphone.
Sure.
I guess we might as well jump right into it.
Okay. Well, the first one you'll recognize. He's been on the show before.
Oh, well, do tell.
It's Dale, Dewey Swanborn.
All right.
Okay. Here he is. Hello.
Hello, Dale. Welcome.
Hi, Tim.
How are you doing?
Oh, doing wonderful. I just counted over the last 5 years. I've been to like 8 different rallies, and I've met people from each one of them.
Oh, I bet.
That's what it's all about.
Always a friendly bunch.
Well, it really is. It's fun to be around your friends.
Oh, for sure. Now, you traveled a long way, right? Don't you reside in Arizona?
Yes. Flew into Tampa, and then I had a friend pick me up and bring me to the rally, and Airstream was able to furnish a trailer for me to stay in while I'm here at the rally.
Well, that was nice of them.
Well, it really is. They're very kind to me.
So I understand you're going to be giving a couple of seminars today. Why don't you give us a clue of what you might be talking about?
Well, the first one I gave yesterday, and it's a little, I have an evolution of a presentation. I first started just doing Q&As without any pictures, and now I'm in the sixth generation of one that deals with Wally's relationship to Airstream and Airstream's relationship to Wally, which basically deals with quotations from letters and notes and journals that he had, that I personally have in my collection at home. And I did that yesterday. And tomorrow's going to be the first time, really, that I've ever spoken one program just strictly on Africa, on an African caravan.
Now, is that the one that you went on when you were a young teenager?
Yeah, well, I was 20 years old. And I was the advanced scout for Wally in Africa in 1959. And we, of course, traveled from Cape Town to Cairo, Egypt, and then on to Europe.
Now, it's interesting that they were able to do that, because in this day and age, I don't think that would be a safe journey, do you?
Oh, no, definitely not. They plan to duplicate the trip back in 2009. And I pointed out both the Airstream and the Wildland Caravan Club. I felt that they probably shouldn't endorse the trip just because of the lack of security that they would face. I mean, when we were there in 59, navies for their own protection, hunting had spears and bows and arrows, and today probably the same people have AK-47s.
Yeah, it's a different world now, you know, and it's great that they did that when they could, because it might have been the only time in history when that trip could have been made.
And even with that, it was one of the toughest trips you'd ever want. I mean, when you take a whole caravan and it takes one day to go 1 mile through a quagmire type of mud, you know, that's not easy. In fact, we lost almost two weeks in southern Ethiopia, and the American press called us the lost caravan because we didn't arrive in Addis Ababa when we should have, and so they played up that nobody knew where we were.
Oh, my goodness. I bet that was a constant battle of keeping the locals happy with your efforts.
Well, that's true. That's true.
So how many people started out on that caravan, and how many people, how many trailers, rather, and how many completed it?
The completion, I'm not exactly sure of, but we started with 41 Airstream families, ranging in age from 6 to 85, and three auxiliary trucks, one for a photographer and one for the mechanic. And then one that I use is the advanced scout with another fellow to go ahead, talk to city officials, make arrangements, find campsites, and so on.
What was the most interesting event that occurred during that entire caravan? An interesting place or people that you met or something that happened?
Well, I think the two most outstanding, well, for me, there were three outstanding things. The first was in sailing from New York to Cape Town on the ship African Enterprise. We docked off the coast of St. Helena and took boats ashore, and we were able to go through the actual house that that Bonaparte was exiled to. And right next door to that, there was a 200-year-old tortoise who actually was alive and would have seen Bonaparte before he died there. So that was very interesting. The second one on my list would be Haile Selassie, mostly because in high school you studied about how he pleaded with the League of Nations to have relief to do something with the Italian army that invaded his country. And the third, I think, really most important was we all open our front door or window or something, we see the front yard in our home, but think about the sun coming up over the pyramids of Giza, and when you open your door, your front lawn is cluttered with pyramids. Yeah. And those are the three highlights.
Yeah, I imagine that would be a really great highlight, especially that last one there.
Yeah.
Very good.
And only on a caravan would you have the ability to have someone like Wally Bryan be able to negotiate with the Department of Antiquities in Egypt to allow us to park there.
You know, that's something I always think about when I see these Throwback Thursday photos on Facebook, and I think you supply a lot of those in front of pyramids and these exotic places, that those pictures probably really couldn't be duplicated these days.
No, I started supplying pictures to Throwback Thursday about 2 years ago, and then about 3.5-4 months ago, I talked with the company that does that for Airstream, and I said, well, you send me the picture, and I'll do the write-up. I said I can do a living history type of thing for each of the pictures, which certainly will be a little better for the people who view them to have an understanding of what the picture is about.